motherfucker that have dogs and it seemed like he loved his dogs more than you? I'm gonna tell you why. I have my dogs. I have a poodle and a Westie. I'm gonna tell you something. Poodle, yeah? But see how they do? See how we are? Trying to make me feel like a faggot, see? Poodle, faggot, you ain't got no pit bull, nigga. That's why he hangs out with white guys. I don't blame Toto. I'm sharing my shit with him. Poodle, nigga. I love my dogs. They're little motherfuckers, and I'm gonna tell you what happens. And I love my girl, but when I have my dogs, I be like, I love my fucking dogs. Like, it's weird. Like, the motherfuckers be doing shit, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because I had an epiphany. I was sitting there, had my dogs, I'm look back, and my girl was asleep, and I'm like, I love my girl, but I wasn't like, I love my fucking girl. But I be looking at my dogs like, shit! Love my dogs. I'll tell you why. Because my dogs, they need me, right? But they don't act like they don't. So, my girl needs me like my dogs need me. But she play me like I ain't shit. When the Westie's legs are this motherfucking big, he can't jump up on shit. So when I'm sitting up and everybody's having up high fun, this nigga be going, I want to get up there. Help me, man. Help me. Like, oh shit, boy. Sit there and go, well, fuck you then. I'll buy Atlanta. Or he don't sit there, right? And soak. Cause he think I'm supposed to know that he wanna get up on the motherfucking couch. So this nigga go, I need you, motherfucker. My legs are too short. I ain't shit. Help me. Without you, motherfucker. That's why I love my dogs. That bitch need me. She can't function without me. She tries to, but she cannot. She's cold without me. She's horny without me. She's in danger without me, but she'll never let me know. This a bitch, man. Like, he compared us to dogs. You know what? I'm gonna write a letter. Any bitch. You understand the context. You understand the context. It's about me being happy, then you. You can't be happy first, because you don't know what makes you happy. You're confused. You happy Monday, Tuesday you not, Wednesday you super. I have to be happy so I can deal with all that bullshit that you give me. I don't give you bullshit. I don't bleed every month and lose my motherfucking mind. Start stabbing myself in the face with pencils and shit.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Fuck you, BuzzFeed.
You may be wondering, Monica Lewinsky, a feminist hero? How on earth can this be?
She's so fat.
It's worth revisiting the history to understand what's happening today.
A guest in the chat says she penis pecked them.
It's true. Especially as those like myself who came of age that decade.
I love that. I'm going to be kissing so many boners.
I'm sorry.
Who came of that age decade or that decade.
More like dickade. Because she likes cocks in her face. Oh.
We remember it with nostalgia, now monetized in Spice Girls Halloween costumes and BuzzFeed quizzes. Remember, in 1998, when the scandal broke,
MC Hammer was awesome.
The political fringe aiming to impeach the president for sex weren't alone in demonizing the White House intern.
More like semenizing her. Covered in semen from the president. Fucking Jay Leno couldn't do any of these jokes.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Italiano vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. On morelikeradio.com, I am Joel Dutch Van Wingeren here with Royce Lopez.
What's up?
Marie Sarkeesian, is she back from her dump?
Don't call me that.
Oh. Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry at Sherry's Berries? I forget your last name. I'm sorry, I'm blanking right now.
Doll.
I'm Jesus Christ. Doll.
Like Dolly.
Are we having Noah D or Sean on tonight?
I haven't heard anything from them, so
they're pretty too busy boning, I'm sure. But why so much low energy tonight? What's going on, everybody?
Don't worry about it.
12 hours. What were you doing?
Running around, videoing pictures. It's actually
I still don't even know what you guys do.
Than it sounds.
What do you guys actually do for work again? I forget. So you guys are like Chandler from Friends. Like, I have no idea what Chim and.
That's
Sherry do.
No, she's a videographer. I'm an audio editor. So she takes videos and then I make noise.
And we have events at work all week this week, which means I stay until at least 6 o'clock every night. Tonight, this event went until 6:45, which means I had to be there till about 8:15 because I have to get interviews and testimonials. How did you enjoy your day? I loved it. It was so good.
Well, anyways, the number is 954-573-2780. I don't know where to go with that. Sorry. If you guys want to get in touch with the show. What did you guys do for Valentine's Day? Anything romantical?
Royce just stepped out.
What happened?
I think he's having a panic attack.
Why?
Don't laugh at him. It's really serious. He has them all the time. It's not funny.
That's hilarious. Legitimately. Like, why would he do this right before the show? He sounded fine before we got on the air.
Do you think he chooses to have them?
Oh my God, Marie, don't get serious on me now.
Sorry.
Are you for reals?
Yeah. Like, he has them all the time.
In the 7 years I've been on the air with you guys, this hasn't happened once. That's crazy.
Actually, it happens way more often than you would think.
Oh, okay. Well, way to start the show out weird. What the hell's going on here? How about Mitch and Sherry? What'd you guys do for Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween, too. Let's revisit that break from however many months ago.
She had a whole bottle of wine. Oh, wait.
No. We went out to Hibachi and we were going to get sushi as well. But the assholes were like, oh no, we're not serving sushi on the Hibachi side. And I was like, why don't we just fucking leave now?
But we didn't.
No, we didn't. It was actually very delightful. And it turned out one of my uncle's widowed wives ended up sitting right next to us. So that was really weird because I haven't seen her in like 4 years.
Is she still considered your aunt?
Well, here's the weird part. My step aunt divorced her husband, who I still consider uncle. So he remarried and then he died.
Jesus.
When it comes to her side of the family, I just don't even bother trying.
It's so complex.
I'm just like, oh, who's this person today that I'm meeting?
It's so my family's so complex. Not as much.
It really is like the northern version of rednecks.
No, her mom's like, oh, hey, oh no, blah blah blah. My aunt died or something like this, and Sherry's like, have I ever met them before? Because her mom has like 12 brothers and sisters.
And I'm like, should I be sad? Like, I don't know. This is true. This is very recent. Of like 2-3 weeks ago, my mom's like, yeah, aunt blah 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 died. Funeral's gonna be, and I was like. So I just call her and she goes, you need to know who this person is, don't you? I'm like, yes, please.
Well, and she's like, you know, it comes time for Christmas or whatever. And she's like, I need a list of all your brothers and sisters. And she's like, even the dead ones? Like,
No, mom, this I got is for that. Christmas but thank cards. You. And then we came home and we watched American Sniper and I may have fallen asleep.
Wait, you already got it at home? I thought.
Yeah, at my home theater.
Well, I was going to say, like, I tour in every movie after they get released. Like, what version are you watching? Because I think it's still in the theaters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You got a screener copy. That's what happened, right?
Yeah. Because of my high-profile Hollywood stuff, I have a screener copy.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Cornick says he's glad he knows that he's not the only one who keeps calling Valentine's Day Halloween.
It's just kind of the same thing,
right?
For some people,
I'm gonna take a shot in the dark and say your Valentine's Day was a lot more interesting because everything with you is always more interesting. How was your?
Well, we decided to go to an Avalanche game, Kelsey and I, and we went. It was, you know, pretty run of the mill. There was a fight that happened within the first like 2 minutes, so that was fun. There was a goal that happened, so that was. Then about midway through, I think the second period, they had the kiss cam on, and you know, they went through about 3 or 4 couples, and you know the whole run of the mill. Well, we're looking at the Drumbotron watching this. It pans to this fat guy, and I think he's like in his, I don't know, his 40s, and his girlfriend looked like she was in her 40s as well, but she kind of looked like an old wallet because she tanned too much in her lifetime.
She didn't look that bad.
No, okay. But underneath the Jumbotron, it says, will you marry me, Tammy? And the guy didn't notice that the Jumbotron was, you know, that, hey, it's your turn, stupid kind of thing.
He was eating nachos.
He was eating nachos instead of like going, okay, when the kiss cam comes, because I've told these people ahead of time, maybe pay attention to the Jumbotron because this is my big night. So the thing pans to him and he realizes, oh shit, it's been on me for a second. So he panics. He jumps down on one knee, pulls out the ring loosely, and you see the ring fly off the side of the screen.
It's totally gone.
It goes flying. So then she's sitting there like with her hands over her face. And then like, he's like, and everybody around has this like panic stricken face. Like, oh my God, we were about to witness something awesome.
Do you realize that he didn't even look at her though? And like finish proposing.
No, he did. Staring because he down the whole time. Exactly. So, so this is happening. And Kelsey and every other girl in her section are mortified going, oh no. And me,
I was laughing.
No, you were laughing after the fact, but me and one guy immediately started bursting up. That guy to like back left of us start laughing and I start screaming like, way to go, stupid, way to be cliche. Good. This is what happens to guys who propose on Jumbotrons on Valentine's Day. So I couldn't have been happier.
So when the ring went flying, did he go look for it or did he just freeze and just?
Well, here's it. He kind of froze for a second. Everybody else was like, what just happened? Like everybody else was kind of looking around and then he was kind of looking. But then the people who were, I guess, were running the camera feed change were like, oh shit, this is really embarrassing. Let's cut to other people doing the kiss thing. And, you know, Kelsey's like, wait, what happened? I don't know what happened. It's like, you know, like when a movie or whatever gets cut off right before the end, everybody's right. all pissed off going, what the fuck? So I guess the people running the camera, like, hopefully he finds a ring. We can come back and end this thing. The camera comes back to them after about four or five more couples on the kiss cam, comes back to them. They're still on their hands and knees, panic looking around. And the woman is just kind of standing there. He's still on one knee looking around. And just like standing like dumbly, like going like, eh, what?
So the producer in the booth isn't like, hey, because they can see all the cameras, what's going on. So none of them said, hey, don't go to them because they're on their hands and their knees.
No, I'm sure the guy like me, like, hey, let's go back to these people and just show how dumb this is. But I searched high and low trying to find the video, and I like went to like the Avalanche's webpage and everything, and apparently I guess they were doing like these little things on their Twitter feed saying Tammy updates. Apparently, because I guess her name was Tammy.
Walt said, will you marry me, Tammy?
So, yeah.
That was
her so name. Apparently it says Tammy update. As she told Robert, yes, but the ring is still MIA. Check your feet, section 104. And then
check your popcorn.
Right. And then it like Tammy update. The fan found the ring, but we can't find Tammy or Robert. Find them, Avs fans. Send them to guest relations.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the greatest thing, though, because like, dude, you couldn't get more hacky than that. Right. A Jumbotron type of thing.
Yeah, there's that, or there's running out in the rain and proposing or something.
Or putting it in a dessert.
Put in a dessert. Yeah,
Jumbotron,
that's pretty hack.
Is the worst. Why would you pick the
what's
Jumbotron?
What's the one seed, though, of hackiest proposal? I would say it has to be the Jumbotron, right?
Why would he pick the Jumbotron if he had nervousness about being on a Jumbotron?
Well, I think he didn't realize that the camera had been on him for about a good 5 seconds with, and he's just sitting there eating nachos.
Because his nachos were so good. Yeah.
If you were about to
that fake cheese,
if you were about
better be good.
If you were about right. to propose to a woman, why would you also be eating nachos?
That was my thing. It was like, okay, he had to have went to the guest relations or, you know, been like, hey, I want to propose. When are we going to do it? Okay, we're going to have a kiss cam at the second quarter, you know, yada yada. Like, you think he would like be aware of it? And the thing is, like, I if you're going to do like he had it like loose instead of like having it in a box or something. But like the ring,
he threw it.
You could. It was clear as day on a fucking, you know, 80-foot screen that this guy just threw his ring. I haven't laughed that hard in a while. It was great.
Go quiet. Watch.
No, everybody was just like, oh no. And then like, you know, you could hear everybody like the majority of the dudes were laughing and the majority of the women were like, oh, that's terrible. So and I loved it.
Did he find the ring?
No, I was just reading their Twitter feed. Apparently a fan found the ring, but they're like, as fans, you got to see if you can't get a hold of Tammy and Robert and tell them to go to guest relations because they finally found it. So oh, it was fantastic.
That ring's probably worth a lot of money. I would just cash it in.
I would too, but I'm sure everybody who was in those area was just like, felt so bad for this dumb idiot.
I would.
There's nothing better though, like when you see like those videos of like Jumbotron proposals and the girl says no.
Right.
Like those are the greatest. Why wouldn't
a lot of
why
them
wouldn't
are
you
fake.
Like, save the guy face and like say yes and then say no later?
A lot of them
like,
are,
why would,
a lot of them are fake. I mean, a couple of them are real, but a lot of people do them now too. You know,
just to get a video
to recreate the funniness. Like a lot of them, you can really clearly fake. You know,
that's so, I never thought about that. That's really
no,
funny.
No, there are. I mean, some of them like their acting is bad. You know, and you could just tell that it's you know, there was one going around for a while that was fake, where it was like it was a basketball game too, and it was this girl who was, you know, trying to like have her boyfriend pay attention to her, and he wasn't, and then she left with some other dude. But it was really clear that it was fake, but they tried to make it seem like it was real. It was really stupid. Like,
yeah,
it, you know, that's the kind of shit that
is that
know.
Supposed to get women into sports to like throw a soap opera in the stands?
I don't know. It's just to get on TV and shit, or get, you know, be the next thing. I mean, that's the problem is, like, you know, even viral videos, it sucks that you have to be such a pessimist, but it's like, you know, how many people really are, you know, is this real? And
right.
It sucks that,
I mean,
you know,
and we get conned so many times and you feel like an idiot when you read a story and you're like, oh man, this is a fake story.
And how many times are you on Facebook or anywhere or Twitter and you're like, God damn it, I have to snope this. It's so annoying because so many people, there's so much fake garbage out there, even videos.
Right.
Like, oh, this is fake. Oh no, this one. And it's like, bullshit. You know, that's the problem, you know? Like, for example,
if you have back pain, rub an onion on the bottom of your feet. Yeah, it'll suck out the toxins.
This other thing, and I'm sure you've seen it going around, Mitch, too, is somebody tagged me in it. But like, okay, this is the new, they do like this new chain letter, a new chain letter on Facebook. And it's so annoying because they're set up to guilt you. But someone tried to do it to me, and I will not play this game. But the chain letter goes, okay, so let's see how this turns out. It occurs to me that for each and every one of you on my friends list, I catch myself looking at your pictures and sharing jokes and news as well as support during good and bad times. I'm so happy to have you among my friends. We will see who will take the time to read this message until the end. I'm going to be watching to see who takes care of the friendship just like me. So if you're reading this, thank you for being part of my life. So leave one word on how we met. Don't share. Once you respond, I will inbox you the copy, then paste it on the wall so I can leave one word for you. Now, that sounds really sincere and nice, right? Except it's a copy paste. It's not sincere. It's a goddamn chain letter. And they guilt you by saying taking friends seriously. You're doing a thing. So my first response when someone tagged me on it was, that is a lot, because you're supposed to answer one word. I responded, that's a lot of goddamn work for a chain letter. And someone else again tagged me.
You're not doing it right, dude.
And someone else tagged me, and all the words were one word, and I replied, oh, God, not this again. I will not play this game. I will not play this game.
Sherry, is this a good one?
It's just kind of funny. It's a local Minneapolis Twin City thing or whatever. He proposes to her in the middle of a food court at a
mall. Hold on. I'll just play the video. I have it screen shared. Do you have it? Or can you see it? Or did it work?
Yeah, I see it.
You see it? Okay, great.
Just skip to like 125.
No. These are great. I want to see the whole thing in its entirety.
God. But it's like a minute and 20 of not exciting.
Well, hold on. She's sitting there that long.
Yes. Oh, people are like, yeah.
Say yes.
Caroline, I love everything about you. This is awesome. I love the way that you get a cupcake, and when you have the cupcake, you cut it in half and the frosting, you make a little cupcake thing.
What is he?
And I love the way you
cook. Is this fake? I don't know. I don't know what to think. Is the acting that? Well, hold on a second. Oh, you guys, a guitar player. Here comes a guitar player.
I think I just shook.
I got a guitar.
Our name's Caroline, I'm assuming. She's staring. She's not doing anything. The guy's in a suit, by the way. Well, it looks like a blazer. He's got a blazer with jeans of some sort. He's back down on his knee. Why did he start out on his knee?
Make me the happiest, most busy man in the world. And please.
Why does she look surprised now?
And she just runs away.
Hey, she doesn't say anything, just runs.
That looks fake.
I think so too. Only and because this is the reason why I think it's fake is because who does it in a food court?
No, that's not even the reason why. She was surprised and then she stopped being surprised and then she was surprised again.
Surprised again.
It seems like they got their timing off or some bullshit is Hold what on. Happened.
Oh my God.
Oh. And the fact that he stayed there that long, yeah, that's got to be fake.
And he's fake.
So this is what you're talking about then. Okay.
Well, the camera guy didn't watch her run away.
Right. He stayed there on their his reaction. And the fact that he stayed there and stared at the guitar player guy for a minute or two. And now he's sitting there filming reaction of the other people. Okay, yeah. That was totally fake.
Unless he's just a good cameraman.
Thanks. The local Fox 9 put
you
it
You got screwed. Oh, was that the local channel?
Yeah, they had it on the news. Which is the only reason I knew that existed.
But my point is, I could go right now to a mall and film the same thing the same way and make it
right,
seem
Right, why would
real.
You do it in a mall? It's the easiest place to do it. You don't have to buy tickets to a game or anything like that.
But my point
is,
I could fake one of those, too. Like, it's not that difficult. Like, I really want to try that. I want to go fake one now at the mall and, like, send it to the local news and see if they'll play. I bet you they would. I bet you they would. Some local news thing, because they have nothing else to do. Local news is just for old people who don't know how to use the internet. I mean, really, that's all it is.
And if you're going to do it, though, you got to get a lot of like morelikeradio.com plugs in there.
Yeah.
See if they catch on.
Wear an MLR shirt.
Right.
Yeah. I can wear my MLR hoodie.
What's the best proposal you heard?
The one I got.
At the MLR live event 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
No, actually, funny story. Marie actually shit-talked him. It was funny. I give her credit. But what, did you say? What did you say that I was like, hey, I'm right here? Like, so you were talking about something. It was funny. The timing was actually
No, last week I was asking Sean if he noticed that Katie got engaged.
There you go. Ryan's ex-girlfriend, Katie, got engaged.
She's
already
in Europe. Yeah,
yeah. She was in Paris.
She's dating longer than Ryan was dating the other one.
She was in Paris. The boyfriend that she took to our wedding last year proposed to her.
Handsome man ever.
He's a very handsome man.
He really is ridiculously handsome.
And he brought her to the chateau where Marie Antoinette frequented, and he took her to a little brookside bridge and proposed to her and said lots of nice things. And so the pictures over there were just awesome and gorgeous. And I said, that is like the most perfect way to get engaged, like, you know, in a chateau in France. And Royce got all butthurt about it.
did you get butthurt about it?
No. I mean, I obviously played it up. I mean, but it was just...
I would get butthurt about it, too.
I was like, hey, I'm fucking right here. Like,
yeah, and you didn't fucking take me to France.
Jesus Christ.
You took me to Jersey.
Actually, my reply to her was...
Butthurt that he didn't take you to France?
my reply to her was, I go, what are you talking about, Marie? I proposed to you on air a bunch of fat alcoholics in New Jersey in front of half of a boat. and then she goes, yeah, there was... she goes, yeah, in front of half of a boat. I go, hey, Hammy's not that fat. Because even when I'm fucking around, I make fun of Hammy. No one even there knew Hammy. I still made fun of him, except for the joke was just for Marie.
Yeah, it was an insult for one person.
Yeah, pretty much.
The best one I heard was my friend Kimberly. She got engaged. Well, she got proposed to, like, I guess her and her boyfriend at the time were walking down the beach, and there was like an old couple there, and like the sun was setting and everything like that. And he like handed his camera to a couple and say, hey, can you guys take a picture of us real quick? And then like, as like they were like turning to look, he drops down on one knee and proposes to her right then and there. And apparently, like, you know, the old lady was like, there, start taking pictures. Like, I was like, you know what? That's pretty creative. I like that. That's a fun little way of doing it rather than trying doing like over the top, like get someone taking pictures of the actual moment and like have it be actually real. So
did you already do, by the way, sorry, I know Marie told, I heard Marie told you, I did have a panic. I'm actually very good. I rarely
what
have
the fuck happened,
the
man? You all
no,
right?
No. There's no reason. Panic attacks, there's no reason. I just have an anxiety thing. I take Lexapro for it.
I started making fun of you, and Marie got all butthurt about it.
You really like butthurt. Butthurt's your thing today, huh?
Love that word now.
He's in a butthurt. No. Normally, I'm pretty good, actually, but I was... just every once in a just happened during the show. Yeah, I mean, I'm all right. I'm cool. I get over him, but nothing I can do.
I was going to say, man, it's been like 7 years you and I've been doing shows together, and I haven't.
I am very good. I'm very good. Yeah, I mean, I've had him during shows. You wouldn't even know it.
You just haven't laughed.
I get quiet. Like, I had to go away.
Having a panic attack.
Yeah, I was hyperventilating. I don't want to on air. I was like, let me go do it over there.
Should have. That would have been great.
No, not for me. It would have been embarrassing.
I know, not for you. Of course not.
So, fuck you. So, I'm better now. I'm good. Hey, nobody worry. I'm fine. I know all the fans are like, I'm going to be fine, guys. I know you're
okay, well, now that you guys are back, what'd you guys do for Valentine's Day?
He kissed a man.
Oh,
I know. I saw. That's what. Why were you and Jackson kissing? Why are you holding him like lovingly by his butt cheeks?
That wasn't Ramcat. That was actually my other friend Joe. He's Jesus. He's the one that helped me do the Pastor Royce thing. He's a musician that he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay, here's what happened. Well, okay, that's not what we did for Valentine's.
It's so loving.
Yes, it was open mouth.
It was a loving
embrace.
It was
an open mouth kiss.
Why are you doing this?
Here's what happened. Let me explain. Shut up for a second. All right, this story. That's not... I love Marie. Marie thinks it... Marie, the way Marie said it, you would think I was just making out with a guy all night. We did more on Valentine's Day. I was just kissing guys. No, let me tell you the whole, let me start from the beginning.
He wants to serve on the picture. Both your eyes are closed.
I know.
It's so passionate.
Dude, I had the same comment.
It's like Lemon Party without the nudity and the hotness.
You read my, I swear to you, I made the same joke on my own picture. Go, wow, I just noticed both our eyes closed. That's so passionate. Because I was like, oh God, they're closed. So I can't even go, it's a goof. My eyes are closed.
It wasn't a goof.
Anyway.
It would be weirder. You're
supportingly cupping his thighs.
No, hold on.
It would be weirder.
Shut up.
Disproportionate. He has his legs wrapped around you like
I'm
a little kid.
I'm not supportingly cupping his thighs. It's an under-the-leg dick graze.
Okay, well, whatever.
So anyway.
I think it would be weirder if you were staring into each other's eyes while kissing.
Into each other's butts.
It would be weirder if he had his hand on you, the back of your head. Yeah. That would be weirder.
It's okay. Pretty. It's,
what happened? Well, tell me why this happened.
Marie, why don't you start from the beginning? We really did on Valentine's Day. We'll get to the kisses.
Oh, you want me to say that we had a legitimately good Valentine's
Day? Yeah, tell the truth. We were just kissing dudes.
It was a lot of kissing.
Like, I would
dudes.
Be a terrible fucking man. Like, Marie's mom, oh, what'd you do for Valentine's Day? Oh, Royce like was just kissing a guy
kissing
the whole time.
Kissing guys.
No, we started out with couples yoga during the day. And.
Wait, I have been trying to get Mitch to do yoga with me for a very long time. Mitch, Royce does yoga.
Amazing. No.
Royce also kisses men.
See?
What are you giving Mitch more incentives?
To be fair, Royce was not a kissing men type of guy at the couples yoga. It happened after couples yoga.
I was
yoga.
Kissing
exactly.
men after
yoga. Yoga makes you kiss men.
There may be a direct correlation.
So go
there.
Ahead. Keep telling the story.
That guy that Royce is kissing was also there for couples yoga. Actually, three separate couples all decided to. Ramcat and Buttercup did it. Joe and his wife did it. Mm. And Royce and I did it. We all did couples yoga in the afternoon. It was like an hour and a half session where you like balance on each other.
It was a sesh.
You do handstands on each other's backs and it's awesome and felt great.
It really did feel good.
And then like they had champagne and chocolates and stuff afterwards. It was like a thing. And then later we went to a winery and they were having like an outdoor like live band. You know, you pay for a meal and a bottle of wine and you just kind of enjoy the evening type of thing. And so we were just enjoying the evening. And then we went back over to their place, Joe's place. And there was a burlesque show that was going on. Moxie LaFemme was doing a burlesque show, and most of the people came over afterwards and were just hanging out at the house after the show was done.
Now, full disclosure, we were both pretty fucked up, if we're being honest. So, yes.
Were you and Marie at this point after yoga?
No, we were fucked up. We went to the house, and then after yoga, we went to eat dinner at the winery. We went to eat dinner at a winery.
And, like, we bought bottles of wine to bring back to the house.
So we were getting hammered at the winery and then drinking, you know, then drinking more when we got to the house and, you know, brownies and shit like that. So, anyway, we're fucked up. Okay. And then, I'm not making an excuse. I would have done it sober. But, anyway, he goes to me because, mind you have to keep in mind, Joe's wife is also ridiculously hot.
Like, stupid hot.
Ridiculously hot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember the time the 4th of July party, the body paint pictures?
Ooh, yes. That I one. Have those saved on my phone.
Yeah, not Tina, because you know her, the other one. Anyway, Tina's also fucking ridiculously hot, too. Anyway.
Right.
So anyway, he goes, hey, you know what would be funny if I jump on you and give you a kiss and an embrace? And I was like, all right.
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
So, yes. So then he jumped on me, he opened his mouth, and whatever, we kissed a bit, and we took a picture. Like, it's not that gay, it's just buddies having fun.
You guys should say, okay, whatever.
Like, what does it matter? You guys are a bunch of homophobes.
Because this picture is what matters. It'd be one thing if I didn't have this image of you both with your eyes closed, his legs and his ankles wrapped around
you. Can I tell you something?
Supporting him like a loving, gentle man that you are.
You know what it looks like, Dutch? It looks like a soldier homecoming type thing.
Yes. You know what? You're right. It looks like fucking Victory Day. No, but
oh my God. Like a sailor just getting off.
So anyway, I sent my sister a message today, Renee. You know Renee, and I sent her a message and I go, hey, Renee, out of curiosity, because you know my grandfather follows me on Facebook and he's like old school. He would probably hate the picture. And I asked him, hey, has grandpa said anything about the picture? And she goes, no, I don't think he's noticed it yet. And I was like, oh, he goes, but Ryan said something. I go, Ryan? apparently Ryan goes to Renee, why is Royce kissing dudes now? And to be fair, that's a good question.
I was gonna say, yeah, generally your brothers would want to ask that.
But it was fun. And it was half goof, half boner inducing. Whatever, who gives a shit? It's fine.
Who's the one ducking out of the picture, by the way?
That's Tina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't want to ruin the picture. Got to get out of
so
here.
So we don't want any yucky girls in the picture.
Yeah, no. Just that gross pussy. Open, disgusting hole.
Yucky poo poo is what I say.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
So all in all, it was a fantastic Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, another fun story. We wanted to tell you this, but people weren't here last week. I got to word this correctly because I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
I know this is already bad.
So here we go. We're going to word this in ways.
You have to watch what you're saying. I know it's going to be bad.
Here we go. Let me stretch
out.
Or good. It's not bad. It's actually good. Okay. Good, but I don't want to. Obviously, let's keep it cool. So, God, how do I start? So not this weekend, but last weekend, we were hanging out at a couple of people's houses. And, God, Marie, help me out here.
I don't know how you want to phrase it.
So anyway, let's say that me and Marie get our normal shenanigans, which is having maybe, I don't know, sex in front of another couple in a bedroom. Like, let's say that happens, right? Okay, so here's the issue. Let's say when that happens, the other guy who's in there, we tell him, lock the fucking door, and he doesn't lock the door. And because he's really hammered, right? So then here's what happens. His gay friend, who comes back
the
house.
And the girl's brother
come back to the house. Dummy doesn't lock the door. The door gets open.
You're in their bedroom, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yes.
Fucking, of course.
I mean, they know that people are home because cars are outside. Doors walk in. No one is around.
Sex noises are happening.
Doors closed. And the gay...
Now, to be fair, the gay guy knocks on the door. The
gay guy did knock on the door.
And my buddy goes, go away. But he didn't hear because everyone's hammered. Then he just walks in and it was one... I can't explain to you the funniest... Dutch, hold on. Let me... God damn, this is hilarious. Okay, so... Anyway, let's say... Maurice, I'll cover your face. So, let's say the positions that may have been... Marie was on me, and then my buddy was next to me on his chick, right? The gay dude walks in, and the guy's awesome, by the way. The guy's hilarious. So he walks in, and he kind of looks, and he goes, whoops. I make direct eye contact with him. He does the slowly back out thing and closes the door. Gets better. My buddy's hammered. He walks outside completely naked. Now, the chick's brother and the dude are in the garage. My buddy walks in the garage completely naked, cock hanging out.
Why is he naked? Why didn't he put something on?
Because he wanted to show that it wasn't a big deal. So he walks out there. Everyone's drunk. Shut up. Everyone's drunk. Shut up. No, it's our house. It was my buddy's house.
Oh, okay.
So he walks in out of the garage. Now, the garage is wide open. He walks outside naked. My buddy's gay friend just goes and grabs the dude's dick. He wasn't hard. He was already flaccid. Just goofing around.
Oh, okay, that's what makes it okay.
Just goofing around.
Otherwise, that would have been really inappropriate if he was hard and grabbed
it. We all have to walk out of the room. Like, it was awkward looking to the ground. But then you want to know the worst part is...
Oh, he's taking out his penis.
They go back to the garage. My buddy goes, fuck it, let's go back in the room.
So we finished up.
He
touched my penis with his penis.
So you guys finished up then?
So we finished up.
We did. He's like, we should keep going.
And of course, who am I to disagree?
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
And then
Hold on. He comes back to him. He's like, the guy just grabbed my dick.
Yeah, but he was laughing, actually. He goes, he grabbed my dick. It was very funny. And now here's the other great part of the story. And I was waiting. So then their gay buddy, this dude's fucking awesome, by the way. He's hilarious. But here's the other thing. He was too hammered to drive home. Says, "Well, just crashed on the couch." Well, he goes, "Oh, but he needs to have music on to go to sleep." Now, when you think of music to go to sleep, Dutch,
what do you think?
Like, what do you think?
Like Fiona Apple type of shit, like, you know, relaxing, more of like, you know.
Okay, well, now imagine everyone goes to sleep at the house,
and it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning, everybody's fucking hammered and tired and exhausted. Everyone goes to sleep. Now he. he has to go to sleep. Now, this is what you hear at 6 in the morning. Now, not this song, but basically a song like this. No, not that. Lower that. It's not that.
Was it that?
No. He starts playing techno.
He starts playing techno to go to sleep to.
It'd be one thing if you're playing like chill step or something like that, but techno? No,
yeah. So, anyway, that all ends. So, anyway, my point was it was a very awkward situation for all the parties involved.
But not as awkward as you would think.
No, actually.
Guys, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, but, I mean, the people that were hanging around are so, like, nonchalant about everything that as awkward as you think that that would be, it wasn't awkward at all.
It was hilarious.
Hearing the previous stories that you guys have had, that actually doesn't shock me.
Yeah, it was
that much. Like, I mean, it shocked me this is the first instance, but you guys have...
So then, anyway...
Like, for example, the picture of Royce kissing that dude,
that
right?
That never happened. That was photoshopped.
Right, that Photoshop of Royce kissing that dude.
That's probably the greatest Photoshop I've ever seen.
If you Photoshop it, it becomes less gay.
Everyone is making fun of that guy's long hair, right? And we all know Ramcat Jackson also has really long hair.
You should just say that was Marie.
No.
Who happened to put on dude's clothes.
Exactly. No, but...
And grew a nose bigger.
Both of them have extremely long hair because they made a bet years ago to see who could go the longest without cutting their hair.
Neither one's cut it.
Jackson and his bets.
Isn't it great?
He really does stick
to
him.
No, he does not fuck around.
I believe one or more of them also have belly button piercings.
Yes.
Because they dared each other to.
And they still have them. Now, you have to understand, this was only because it was talked down because they were about to get tramp stamps. And it was... at some point, some wife had to step in and go, okay, listen.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
And I let you do whatever you want, but at least a belly button ring you can take out. I don't need you to have a tramp stamp.
So what we're trying to say is you can't just talk shit in this group. You have to follow through.
It's pretty.
Apparently so.
It's bloody. It's bloodbath.
But everything's cool though. Like no, it was awesome. Nothing is ever judged.
The same couple that we're talking about, we were hanging out with them the other night at our place, and it was.
By the way, Ian wants to know why you were making out with Weird Al in that picture.
It's not Weird Al. It's young Weird Al. So anyway, that we're hanging out with. The was funniest thing because right in the middle after having sex on the couch, Ben with complete erections and naked, we're talking about if RoboCop would be Terminator. So that's a pretty good level of comfort, right?
I guess
because the answer is Terminator.
This might be hard to drive with such a huge throbbing erection.
Because the answer Terminator would win, if you were curious.
Over RoboCop, everybody
yes,
knows that.
Duh, I know, obviously, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would say that goes without saying.
So how was your weekend?
But the fact that you're sitting there with a boner.
So I had sex with a girl, though, so relax.
That was me.
Is you kissing Joe? Is that what warmed you up a little bit there? That was passionate.
No, that was after. No.
I still have it. How long have I had this up? And I still can't close it down. I keep going back to it. I don't know why.
The me kissing Joe happened after. That was after. It was actually probably I got warmed up from it. Now. And I was like, I got to kiss that man, you know?
By the way, just fun fact, he's wearing a Ramcat Jackson shirt as he's kissing Royce.
That's very funny, too. I just realized.
You
know the oddest thing? Because I guess I have never rolled my mouth kissed a dude before. The weirdest part to me was kissing somebody else who had facial hair. Like, just stubble. He had stubble. And it was odd.
So the whole dick thing didn't come into play. No, it was that part.
I didn't feel his dick. He wasn't hard, so I didn't feel his dick.
Oh, no, just the fact that the person you're kissing has a penis attached to him.
Obviously, if he had an erection, that would have been the weirdest thing. But my point is the weirdest thing that I felt, the weirdest part was kissing someone with facial hair, I think, because it's not a feeling I'm used to, you know?
Most straight men who are
married, why is everyone laughing?
Don't have that feel. Most people agree with you. They're not used to that.
I'm straight.
Can I say what I thought was the weirdest part?
Marie, please, you haven't said anything yet.
Well, no, Royce kissing a dude is totally fine with me. Weirdest part for me, The weirdest part for me was when Royce posted that on Facebook. He got a lot of comments, but not one of them was anyone making fun of Royce in a negative manner.
Yeah, it was
for being
weird,
gay.
And I didn't expect it. I think when you go full gay, you can't do that. Like, because You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing something that's kind of gay, people are like, oh, you're being gay. But when you're kissing a dude at that point, you obviously are, so you can't make fun of it anymore.
I get called gay by listeners on a daily basis for no reason whatsoever.
And nobody called me. It was
and
so
you
odd.
Making out with a dude, you get nothing?
No, you understand. Well,
exactly.
I'm agreeing,
fair.
I'm agreeing
all,
with you. I'm agreeing
all,
with you.
First of all, Dutch is totally gay, though.
I know.
Hey.
He is. We were at a gay bar this weekend, and he got hit on so much. It was.
I know, dude. Gay
I was
guys
trying to get really jealous. Actually,
gay guys actually starting to like me now. Remember how like we've had the whole thing for years that they all hate me for some reason. Something turned
no,
around.
They loved him.
Well, I think it's because my sister is a fag hag, and she has kind of told them that I'm not as straight as I look like. I guess I don't know.
Well, you're
yeah,
not.
But they went up to me like they kept looking me up and down. Like, psh, you don't know. We need him.
That's yeah, it was really uncomfortable. I felt like what it felt like to be a girl this weekend. It was strange.
So, what you want
I
mean, me?
I got my period.
Now let me finish up another story here. Now we came across this this church sign here. If you want to read what it says, the church sign. And I'll read it for those who can see it. It says, "You can't pre-come in Jesus. He lies."
What? Hold on. I'm assuming somebody took letters away.
Yeah, I mean, who would have done that?
No one would know.
What did it say before you've two?
No, shut up. We didn't do anything.
What
I
did
will
you
not.
Do?
We didn't do that.
We didn't do that.
No. I
saw that.
Holding my dog with a newspaper. What did you do?
We saw that on the drive home from the winery.
Of course you did. And then something got changed. What happened?
I'm not saying anything.
No one's saying anything.
No one happened. Hey, nothing happened.
This, hypothetically, if you had to guess, what would
that I could do.
These
hypothetically, no problem. Hypothetically, I'll tell you what happened because I'm only posting this because I'm ashamed that somebody did this. Hypothetically, what I think happened. This is me.
Well, yes. What did you think
what
happened
I think
before
happened?
You drove by this innocently enough?
Okay, I'm driving by and minding my own business. We're singing songs about God. And we're driving by, and then we're like, we see these bunch of ragamuffins, because that's...
Seeing grace.
So we see these couple ragamuffins, and that's what I'm going to call them, you know?
Okay, right.
And, like, let's say that I don't really remember what the sign may have said before.
But if you had to guess.
I remember.
I'm
trying to...
I
had to guess.
I could not guess because I wasn't there.
We weren't there, but shot in the dark.
I don't know. Jesus is our Savior, Lord
anyway,
of the Earth. I don't know something.
Now here's that keeps up.
Oh wow!
In mind.
So these ragamuffins went like above and beyond. They just because it says you can't pre-come in Jesus.
Yeah,
he lies.
He does. Now keep something in mind, just so you know, these ragamuffins. You know, the problem was W's and M's are just upside down M's. So you can just switch things around. Now, these ragamuffins, probably you don't call the cops on them. No crimes were committed because nothing was stolen. All the letters that were taken off were left right underneath there. So there was no vandalism. Just things made these kids that were probably 15, 16 years old rearrange letters. So
definitely not 34 and 30.
No. Crimes were not committed.
I'm sorry.
Crimes were not committed.
No.
But somebody did go around and do that, and I, for one, do not like that this is happening to our churches in America.
No, that is unholy. Think of the children. Mm-hmm. The children that have to see you can't. Well, the first half of it really isn't blasphemous, where it says you can't pre-come in Jesus. That is true. You can't and you shouldn't.
Well, he lies because he'll tell you he's on the pill, but he's not.
Maybe they didn't finish. Maybe it was a real sermon that says you can't pre-come in Jesus, which is true. And then something like he lies with the Lord or something. Like, I don't know. Like maybe they just ran out of letters.
Now, the other issue is that other churches have gotten smart and they put like glass locks in front of the letters.
I don't know if that's an issue. I mean, it seems like they solved their problem.
No.
With those ragamuffins.
It's an issue for, you know, kids that want to mess around.
It's an issue for the ragamuffins.
I hate that word right now.
Ragamuffins that are just localized in your area?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, it's like they're always messing, and I don't even get why.
Now, if these, quote, ragamuffins were of, you know, over the age of 30, and let's just say they're married.
I don't think they were.
That's a lot of assumptions.
Wouldn't you probably think that, like, aren't they a little old to be doing said activities?
Well, that's why I wouldn't think that it would be those people. I would think it would be teenagers.
Wouldn't you also think that maybe those teenagers might have, you know, drinking too much teenager juice and maybe been a little teenager intoxicated? and decided to have, you know, teenager fun?
Well, yeah, but it's still at this age, you know, stop touching my elbows.
They're so old that they're trying to relive their youth.
It could be that.
Or maybe those teenagers didn't have a great youth and they're trying to have it now.
Or right. Or maybe the teenagers have nothing else better to do.
Yes.
And this could is how that. They get their fun.
Yeah, who okay. knows? Yeah, you never know. So whatever. And here's the thing.
You want to know why I'm actually criticizing you or the teenagers? Mm-hmm. Is because like I wish I would have thought of it first.
You don't even get it.
It's a great idea.
No, here's the thing. Rumor has it. That these teenagers happened to be talking about it before at their meal, because I heard them or overheard them speaking to each other.
Okay, that makes it worse. I got to be honest.
No. The teenagers weren't talking about doing it that evening. They were just talking. They have done it in the past. And then what happened was they had too much teenager juice, and they saw. I guess I'm assuming. I don't know. A church.
So these teenagers mm-hmm. were at. Oh wait, no, the winery. That was a different weekend. Never mind.
Yeah. No. Actually, you would. I don't know if the teenagers went to the winery, but I would assume.
That would be irresponsible. That would be,
yes.
Because teenagers aren't old enough to drink.
Shouldn't go to wineries.
Right.
Hence the teen part.
Right.
But yes, I mean, they probably got the idea from something or someone, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and the idea got planted, and then they had probably like a sugar high from like Pixie Sticks or whatever those teenagers right. get involved in.
Those kids were all hopped up on Pixie Sticks.
And then, you know, just on the way home.
Understandable.
They, you know, they see an open-ended church sign and maybe take off, you know, a couple words or something and just lay them on the ground. Who knows? You know, no one's good. No detective will ever piece together that evening.
Mm-mm. You can't pre-come in Jesus. He lies.
Yeah. Now, here's what I heard.
He's a liar, so you can't pre-come in him. Is that like a prerequisite? You can't pre-come in somebody who lies.
Well, here's the other thing. Maybe the teenagers are worried there was a lot of headlights around and they needed to do this job quick. Maybe the teenagers hindsight's 20/20 and they could have said different things. Who knows? Maybe the teenagers had told a story that previously they had changed one to say now accepting blacks.
Okay, so you think the teenagers might have been like, a little too brutal?
It wasn't, no. It wasn't that it was too brutal. It's that maybe the teenagers didn't have enough time.
Or enough letters.
That's another problem.
The teenagers probably weren't scouting it ahead of time.
Yeah, because the right way to do it, if I was those teenagers, hypothetically. If I'd whomever those teenagers.
Get past the line.
I would take the pictures. And then the other thing is that the teenagers doing this on a Saturday night, which means the whole congregation had to see it in the morning.
And again, somebody should really think of the children.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope that the pastor actually just changed the sermon mm-hmm. to talk about that. Because, I mean, it leaves a lot to the imagination, really, of what that sentence means. You know? Mm-hmm. Because it can mean a lot of things. You can interpret it many ways. You know, he's saying like, okay, you can't pre-come in Jesus. Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean that
Jesus... Because Jesus needs to come in you. You can't come in Jesus. That's blasphemous. Jesus has to come inside you, all over your face.
Amen, brother.
All over your face and your back.
Are they saying that you can't pre-come in Jesus because Jesus is not around in his physical state? Or are you saying, like, Jesus is a highly fertile asexual being that if you pre-come in him, he'll just sprout out other
Jesuses? You have to remember the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the glory hole. Those are the three. If you follow those three, you can't go wrong.
Or is it something along the lines of, like, okay, I'm not going to come in Jesus, but I am going to put some of my pre-come in there where he can't really, you know, tell the difference. But then fucking Jesus is going to lie about it and say that you came all the way, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, there's like a billion ways you can interpret it, which is basically what the Bible is anyways, you know, just open for interpretation.
Now, speaking of the Bible being open for interpretation, I want to point something out that there's this new group called Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Fuck them.
Can we get to that after the break? I saw that too, and I feel like we're going to have a long time on that one.
Yeah. I just want to let everybody know that after the break, we will be talking about Christians Against Dinosaurs. And I will have you know that I may have been accepted in the private group, so I'll let you guys know what's going on in there.
Is it a gay group?
No, it is not. Not everything I do is gay.
Well, that picture tells me otherwise, my friend.
I'll tell you otherwise.
It was just that one thing.
Just that one open mouth, passionate kiss where he's supporting this man lovingly from the bottom of his thighs while he wraps his legs around and has his arms ready. You know, just that thing.
He, you know,
what'd you call it, Mitch? A soldier's coming home type of kiss? Yeah.
Dutch hates us because his anus, you know, and that's the problem.
What?
He hates us because he anus?
Yeah, he's peanut butter and jealous, and that's fine.
I hate us because I anus?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hate us because you anus.
Because my anus.
Because your anus.
Have you not seen the interview?
I don't want to see your anus.
Are you sure?
Yes, I have seen the interview. Have you not heard the most recent clips of him playing?
Oh, I love those clips. Yeah, you're right. I apologize.
Your nipples are so pink.
Your nippers are so pink.
Her voice is so gravelly.
I know. You can tell it's like the whatever they use for a compressor was like working overtime because you're screaming that so loud.
Cornex goes Christians against pre-cum and Jesus.
You're hairy. You're so hairy like a bear.
All right. Well, look. Coming up after the break, Christians against dinosaurs, which is nothing like NWA. I know you think it, but it's not.
Right. So, all right. We'll be right back. That's Royce.
Do it.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomic Cast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange room.
More Life Radio!
He took me into I feel like I can't even say anything, but I'm gonna have to say something. I have to say because I feel it out. Like, getting too graphic. I guess it's okay. Testicles. Penis. He had me. He licked his testicles and sucked his penis. There, I said it. Okay? He talked me into it, and I did. It was disgusting. It felt like a rubber penis. It was horrible. Okay? I'm not gay at all. But, my God. Stupid jerk had to make me do that. He didn't know me, but he was young too, but not younger than me. He was 4 years older than me. But, you know. Oh, I got done with my chest. You know, that was horrible. He made me do, you know, not that he made me do it, he talked me into doing it, and I did it. Like a fool. Oh, then he did me. Oh, my God. He did me too, I just remembered. I hate memories, don't you? He did, like, make the same to me. Yeah, it felt good. Well, I got it. And most of them definitely good when he got it. So, we weren't supposed to do that to each other.
We were guys. Orange Room, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, smokers. You stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
If you're ready for pro wrestling...
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You stupid fucking cunt. You, Williamson, I'm talking to you, shithead. You just cost me $6,000. $6,000 and one Cadillac. That's right. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, asshole? You're fucking shit. Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot? Whoever told you that you could work with men?
Could I,
Oh, I'm gonna have your job, shithead. I'm going downtown, I'm gonna talk to Mitch and Murray. I'm going to Lemkin. I don't care whose nephew you are, who you know, whose dick you're sucking on, you're going out. I swear to you, hey, you're going.
Let's get this done.
Anyone in this office lives on his wits. What you're hired for is to help us. Does that seem clear to you? To help us, not to fuck us up. To help men who are going out there to try to earn a living, you fairy. You company man.
Epistrophe beats.
You want to learn the first rule? You'd know if you ever spent a day in your life. You never open your mouth till you know what the shot is. You fucking child.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Whoop, whoop.
You can get in touch with us with 954-573-2780, or you can, if you listen to the podcast and want to actually join in the chat room and all that kind of good stuff,
go to
morelikeradio.com/live and join in and see all the fun little pictures like Royce and Moon Moon.
I want to be the first show that accepts Morse code. So if we could do that, I'd appreciate it.
We also have a beeper number.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Send a nigga page.
It's Royce's cell phone, which is 908. Wait, what is it again?
Not even close. You're not even close. You give it out on the air, but I'll give yours right out, too. It's going to be terrible.
I know. That's why.
It'll be terrible for both of us. It'll be terrible.
Why would I even do that?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Here's the thing. I'm the one who edits the show, though, so I can always just cut yours out.
No, but see, before I send it to you, I'll fucking edit mine out, asshole.
I'm recording too, so I'll just put both of yours up.
God damn it.
Yeah, Mitch has no horse in any race. He's just like, fuck everybody.
Yeah, he's scorched earth.
If you guys want to watch, or at least follow us on Twitter, it's Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, and Dalai Lama.
I've been trying to tweet a little bit more today. I mean, I'm trying, but it's tough.
I wish you would split it up because you Facebook a lot.
I prefer Facebook.
I know you do.
I'm pretty good at it. I'm good at Facebook.
Half my feed. I need to change how my feed works because I don't know. I'm not 100% sure how it works, but like I guess like people you interact with more often are the ones that come up on your feed more often.
Yes.
And I want to do it to where I still want to interact with you, Royce, but I don't want to see everything you post.
Just unfollow me. I don't give a shit. I don't need your.
I don't want to unfollow you.
I got a goddamn fan base on Facebook, motherfucker. You can't even play with my fucking.
Oh, I know.
With
you
all
do.
My fuck, all my fucking peeps.
I know you do.
So don't even mess. But I'm you know how hard I roll, bro? My privacy setting is motherfucking public because I don't give a motherfucking shit. I'm a goddamn maverick.
He doesn't care.
Did you guys get that? I texted you guys a picture through the break.
I got it.
I couldn't figure out. I didn't want to like plug my phone in because I couldn't figure out how to post it in the chat room. But I wanted to at least have you guys take a look at it. That was in the bathroom right in front of me at the stall when I was at the Avalanche game this weekend. And it's a picture of a dude sitting in a chair. And I don't have my. Do you have my phone?
I was going to go through and click on it, even though I assumed it was going to be a poop. But I'm glad it's not a poop.
No, it's definitely not that.
It's not a poop.
Therapy from the creators of Pork Chops and Fighter Jets.
I don't.
Mantherapy.org.
What is mantherapy.org?
Therapy.
Apparently,
therapy the way a man would do it.
Exactly. They had that sitting in the middle. I was like, huh, how many hockey fans are taking a piss for now going, you know what? Pork Chops and Fighter Jets. That's what I want as far as my therapy goes.
It doesn't make sense. Are the therapists fighter jet pilots and pork chop makers?
That's the thing that confused me. I'm like, okay,
I don't understand.
So the dudes who did both, the creators of, like, I don't.
Or maybe
who knows that a woman didn't create the pork chop? Like, I don't. It was the weirdest sexist pitch I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, a woman probably created the pork chop.
Right.
Did you know that men have feelings too? No, not just the hippies. Oh, lovers.
I love websites that you have to wait for them to load because they decided to make a video the entire thing.
Right.
Well, but auto plays that you can't actually pause or do anything with.
Anyways, that was just a quick little thing that I saw.
Well, I'm at the website. The website's terrible. Man Therapy Mission.
One of the buttons.
It says, working age men 25 to 54 years old account for the largest number of suicide deaths in Colorado. These men are also least likely to receive any kind of support. Dutch, you want to kill yourself?
No, I think it's because of such a large military presence in this state.
If you want to know how to do it, I have experience.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Why do you do this to us, man? Like, it just, I don't know where
he
to go with it.
He has military experience, not killing himself experience.
Well, yeah, but his...
I don't know. I try to kill myself.
Remember,
if I was Mitch.
He has the Super Mario hammer.
I would try to kill myself if I was Mitch because after that chick catfished him.
Yeah, but now he has Sherry.
No, I mean now he's not shooting kill himself. But back in the day, I get it.
Oh, Sherry is currently catfishing him.
Yeah,
she's in like a 9-year catfish.
She's waiting for me to actually get able to financially support both of us, and then she's gonna, you know, run.
Rob you blind.
Yeah,
or actually right in front of your face.
Right in front of my face.
Right. But anyways, what was that? Oh, yeah. What's this whole dinosaur thing?
Oh, it's Christians against dinosaurs. I read about this. Marie, pull up the article while I put up the Facebook. Just search Christians against dinosaurs.
I'm looking at Christian from 50 Shades of Grey.
No, not that Christian. Christians.
But it's a pretty...
By the way, did anybody go see that? Or does anybody have a desire to see it besides Kelsey?
I have a desire to torrent it so that I see it for free later.
It is getting destroyed by the critics.
Now, let me read the first post when you go to Christians Against Dinosaurs.
ChristianMingle.com.
I'm on their Facebook page, Christians Against Dinosaurs. Welcome to all the great members who make this group.
Two of them.
We all know God never created dinosaurs.
It's true.
And it's great to have a place we can
all
celebrate
this. It's true. God did never create dinosaurs. But
we all know?
We all know.
But I would say that is a fact, that God never created dinosaurs.
Because we get a couple of folk who struggle with this fact. Here are some rules they should stick by. This is not a group to debate or deride the Christian faith. Satanic atheists can do that in their own prayer groups.
Oh, satanic atheists. So if you're an atheist, you obviously are satanic.
No, but they're not the same thing.
You can't be both, because atheist means that there's also no hell.
If you post other rubbish, expect it to be deleted unless it's
I expect a Patronum.
And these people believe it. This isn't a gag.
They believe it.
Yeah, they're believers.
Mm-hmm. Where am I supposed to be finding this? Where am I supposed to look for this link?
Here, I'll pull it
Speaking
up.
Of Christian things, I had... So I'm playing the newest Call of Duty.
Yeah, you said duty.
And for some reason, I'm in the middle of like killing, you know, Russian and North Korean operatives, and the VeggieTales song came in my head. The theme song. Did you remember this growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, those were the fucking Christian vegetables?
Yeah. My favorite one was the Grapes of Wrath.
Shut up, Marie. Don't ever say that.
We are the grapes of wrath. We never take a bath. It is our style to seldom smile and never laugh.
Hold on.
What do I do? Let's see. I know. You play the guitar. Bob, I don't have any hands. Oh, you're right. Well, okay. Well, you play this. I don't want to play that. Oh, look, Philly. Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
I hope he's pointing to his penis.
Not going
to
do it. It's for the kids.
I never
understood. They better not laugh. All right, better get on out there.
I never understood the whole point of VeggieTales. Like, so vegetables are holy?
Well, this will explain it for you, I think.
No. Vegetables are good for you and God is good for you.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Waltz?
Yeah, waltz.
Have we got a show for you?
So Meanwhile, chaos and havoc is happening while I'm trying to play some game, and this is going on in my head. I'm like, I need to smoke pot or something. Like, this is ridiculous.
Celery.
Gotta be.
VeggieTales.
Cauliflower.
Anyways, you get the idea.
I don't know. I don't know if I get it yet.
Christian group play.
We got it yet?
Yes, I have it now.
Christian group.
No, wait, I lost it.
Christian.
Okay, now I seriously have it. Now.
Okay, we got it now.
Christian group claims dinosaurs are a lie, wants them extinct from school.
I don't get it.
A parent who's part of a group that believes dinosaurs are one big lie is getting international attention after making
or
an angry
multiple
post.
Little lies.
The writer starts with the rant, "I am getting sick and tired of dinosaurs being forced on our children."
Oh my God, who's forcing dinosaurs on children?
At the page-long diatribe against dinosaurs on the popular parenting site, mumsnet.com.
Oh, it should have been mums the word.
Quickly set off a flurry of mockery and went viral. The writer thinks...
I wonder if mumstheword.com is a mom's blog.
The scientific...
Mumsen! Oh, oops.
Not found.
Mom.
Error 404.
Mom!
No, mumsnet.com.
Mommy!
Hold
Mommy!
On.
Stop! Mommy! Stop!
Mama! Mama!
Stop!
Mama! Ma! 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 Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Moose!
Done! Done!
I don't like change!
At my children's school, several children were left in tears after one of their classmates who had evidently been exposed to dinosaurs became bestiality minded and ran around the classroom roaring and pretending to be a dinosaur. Then he bit three children on the face.
When has a child ever pretended to be a dinosaur?
The writer even opposes toy dinosaurs. Recently, my sister foolishly gave my two youngest some dinosaur toys. Some dinosaur toys for Christmas. After telling her to get out of my house, I burnt the dinosaurs. My children were delighted because they
had a fire.
They know that dinosaurs are evil. I am fortunate.
Made up asbestos.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Do you have the link to this thing? I need to read this.
Sure. Here, I'll post it in the chat for you.
I'm sorry. I haven't. Yeah. This is legit?
Yeah.
This isn't a joke.
It's too legit.
ABC News.
My kids were delighted because they saw dinosaurs burn. Like, what?
In the United
States. Because they knew it wasn't real? What
in the United States,
weirdo.
Many evangelic Christians believed in dinosaurs, but they believed dinosaurs shared the earth with humans. However, scientific evidence indicates a mass extinction event wipeout of most dinosaurs 65 million years ago.
Right.
Humans didn't start evolving until 6 million years ago. The writer is part of the Facebook group called Christians Against Dinosaurs, which has nearly 4,000 members. While it's unclear if the group is serious or satire, it's serious. They do claim to be working to remove dinosaurs from school curriculum. Most other parents on Mumpset found an anti-dinosaur post funny. One other writer posted, ha ha ha. Many of the big skeletons, I just read it as it's written. Maybe the big skeletons are scientifically.
How are adults going to get reboots of the movie Godzilla if they don't study dinosaurs in elementary school?
He brings up a very valid point.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be so confused.
I heard that whole Jurassic Park thing is just a big, you know, Illuminati scheme to get off shit.
You know, I don't think that's true.
I've heard that too, Mitch.
See?
Marinos. I do know.
You didn't say the magic word.
Who are they trying to fool when they're fucking digging up bones of dinosaurs from the earth?
I don't know, but give me your hand and I'll show you chaos theory by sexually pouring water in your hand.
Okay.
And I'd be like, that's chaos theory, bitch. I'm the gold bloom.
Well, you're not.
Nature finds a way.
No. It's nature finds a way.
Hey, Dutch.
Yes.
Mumsnet doesn't want to be fed. Mumsnet wants to hunt.
By the way, have you seen the news trailer for that fucking Jurassic World? It looks terrible.
There's fucking
I'm
it looks
sorry.
Like a parody. It looks like a parody of Jurassic Park. He's riding a motorcycle with raptors.
It's like something the Sci-Fi Network would put out.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? We're in balls now, and these dinosaurs won't murder us because we found out dinosaur-proof rolling balls. What?
Oh, that sounds good. I'll watch that.
It's terrible. Oh, hey, we created a hybrid dinosaur. Ooh, did you? Not interested. Why? Sexy, why this many years later would they do this?
Sexy Screen Queen goes, that's bullshit. Dinosaurs are fucking awesome. By the way, birds are the oldest descendants of dinosaurs, so that means the birds didn't exist. No, birds didn't exist either.
No, they didn't.
No, what you're but seeing
is alligators. Alligators aren't real. Neither are fish.
What about the dove that is the symbol of the Holy Ghost?
It's a bat that's spray painted white. You didn't know that?
No.
It's a fucking well-known fact.
Where was that in the Bible?
It's not in the Bible, but it's not in the Bible.
It's in the book of John Woo.
Yeah, John Woo.
Am I supposed to be
the action's really good, but the dialogue, you just can't understand it.
Am I supposed to be
reading?
And if
you can't understand it, he'll put a bunch of doves in there to make you understand it. This is supposed to be meaningful.
And then he'll invent bullet time, and the Matrix will steal it from him.
Exactly.
it's what happened.
He really did, didn't he?
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't think he did. What was the movie he did that in? It was one of his kung fu movies.
Dude, it was one of his earliest ones. Ah, what the fuck's his called? It's really good.
Yeah, where he basically had, 12 cameras all lined up, filmed it all, and then just kind of shot across like a panoramic thing, and they totally stole it.
The Wachowski siblings just said, hey, fuck you, I'm gonna do what I want. This is all mine now. Yeah, he's the one that really...
I like how you were proper and said siblings and not brothers.
I don't know, whatever. Whatever they're called now.
Because he had a sex change, right?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Royce is very open-minded now.
Oh, Western Echo goes, I saw the documentary Noah with Russell Crowe, and I agree with this guy. You see, he's right. There was no dinosaurs on the Ark. And everyone knows. You know what killed the dinosaurs?
First of all, Dennis, I don't think that was a documentary.
It was. Shut up. You know what, it was a rockumentary, you're right. What killed dinosaurs was Route 66. They had to build highways. And they had to kill all dinosaurs.
It makes sense. It also makes sense that it's a documentary because Russell Crowe is in it, and everyone knows that he is the best at period pieces.
Russell Crowe,
because he's a vampire, so he's what, a couple thousand years old,
which
right?
Which makes sense because Russell Crowe is also a bat,
right?
Oh, I like the little cartoon that Mitch just found, where two dinosaurs are sitting on a rock that's flooded everywhere, and all the other all the other animals have gotten on the boat, and they just missed the boat.
And the dinosaur's like, come to the back of the boat.
Oh, my God.
The dinosaurs say, oh, crap, was that today?
Yeah.
No, but Royce and I were on a boat yesterday, and... Well, two days ago. I'm on a boat.
And... Sorry.
And yesterday, I'm like, Royce, do you know what we did? We never said, come to the back of the boat. We always do that when we're on a boat.
Look down. Back up. Where are you? I'm on a boat. And you're...
Yeah.
And my flippy floppies.
Flipping burgers, you at Kinko straight. Flipping copies.
I'm riding on a dolphin.
Whatever happened to Lonely Island?
They're on SNL.
They got back together right after.
They still do shit.
They were doing stuff for SNL. Oh, speaking of SNL, did you guys watch the 40th anniversary?
Yeah, I watched a Celebrity Jeopardy. I watched a couple of them.
I did too. I didn't see it the night of because I thought it would be on Saturday, but apparently it was on a Sunday night.
Now,
so I caught the Celebrity Jeopardy. That was funny.
And yeah, the only issue, yeah, the Wayne's World one was terrible.
That was bad. It was awkward.
Yeah, right?
They both looked really uncomfortable. Well, no, I think the reason why was because it wasn't a good comedy type crowd because it was all celebrities like in their suits and ties rather than like, people who came there genuinely to see a good time and laugh. Because it seemed like a lot of the bits, the only one that really murdered was, I think, the Celebrity Jeopardy.
But, Norm MacDonald killed, even the little, when he introduced Chevy Chase. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that part.
And that was great because Norm MacDonald can't be serious at any point in time ever. He won't do it,
How many guys in Hollywood can get away with doing that for as long as he has?
No, but with,
and still be good at it.
He's someone that doesn't give a fuck. And everybody loves him.
And everybody loves him for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's hilarious.
I guess Tracy Morgan's one of those guys, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did like when they had all the all the news anchors there. It was also kind of cool when what's her face? Austin.
Jane Fonda. Austin. Oh, yeah. Get out of my head.
No.
Anyway, when the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and all that, and they... What I didn't like was what's her face, the fat chick from Bridesmaid doing Chris Farley. That was bad.
I thought that was lame. I thought that whole thing was weird because it was like, hey, here's celebrity name and here's the character they're doing. It's like, okay, how about you just let us figure it out?
No.
Like just have it happen naturally like it normally happens on Weekend Update. Why do they have to introduce it?
I like to be spoon fed things.
It really felt like that's what they were doing.
Well, because kids these days don't know Chris Farley.
They were in front of Hollywood's elite. They didn't need to spoon feed anybody. And anybody who's watching, who's going to stay up that late to watch a 3-hour show.
By the way, what a fucking waste to have Eddie Murphy back for him not to say any jokes.
What the fuck was that?
It was basically Chris Rock jerking him off for 10 minutes.
And then him coming out going, thank you, and then leaving.
Yeah, I thought at least Bill Murray tried to be funny. And Bill Murray was funnier presenting dead people than Eddie Murphy was presenting alive. Because when they were doing the in memory of, they put Sean Lovett's picture, but he was in the audience. He was like, what?
I missed that part of the show.
Because all of them were real, but the last one was John Lovett's. Like, and then John Lovett's in the audience. He goes, what?
Like, wait, hold on a second. I'm right here.
And Bill goes, sorry, John.
You know what was also kind of uncomfortable? Because it was obviously scripted and forced, was that whole Jerry Seinfeld taking questions from the audience.
Yeah.
Like, that felt weird. I don't know. I think the only thing that felt like really
Celebrity
natural,
Jeopardy was good.
Celebrity Jeopardy was good.
Except, you know what? Not true. Justin Bieber, who was playing Justin Bieber, wasn't doing him. It was forced. That chick that was playing Justin Bieber.
Oh, she's been doing that character for a while.
I know, but it's not good. She could be doing
it. Oh, you don't like it?
Nah, it's not. I don't like it.
I like Kate McKinnon. She does a really good Ellen impression.
What matters to me is Turd Ferguson.
I got his hat.
Yeah.
He doesn't even attempt Burt Reynolds impression.
No, he just does.
That's the brilliance of Norm Macdonald.
Yep. But speaking of, we were talking about Chevy Chase. Somebody posted this the other day, and
Gawker
he
did. Look
good, man. He looks like he's dying.
Yeah, he's not Chevy. He's an asshole. A history of Chevy Chase's horrific behavior. Now, it's well known that everybody hates Chevy Chase. He's a dick. He's an asshole. Right. Well, Gawker put together a timeline, and it's I'm going to read some of
it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Because they basically explain...
they go through Saturday Night Live, all the seasons, like who he made mad.
So let me go through. Let me just,
and how
you're gonna love this.
Yes.
And by the way, I love Chevy Chase movies. I love Vacation movies. I think he's a dick.
He is a notorious dick.
Saturday Night Live season one. Who he pissed off? A little guy named John Belushi, Al Franken, basically the whole cast and writing staff. According to Jeff Weingart and Doug Hill's Saturday Night Live backstage history, Chevy Chase was known as a variously effective put-down artist and who could...
Viciously.
Yep. And he could find the one thing somebody was sensitive about and a pimple on the nose, perhaps, and then kid about it mercilessly. In a meeting, he'd smirk at writer's suggestions and say, gee, I don't think that's very good at all. As a show in particular, Chevy took off... Co-workers accused him of not giving them enough credit in interviews, and he was also doing too much coke and spending much of his time bragging about fame and ordering people around.
Sounds like me.
Next one. Who he pissed off? This guy named Johnny Carson. How?
Oh, that's not a big name.
Oh, this little guy named Johnny Carson.
Carson once said... Hold on.
Yeah, I'll read it because you're like giggling. Like,
sorry. This is a great insult. You're reading it, right? It's a great insult. Sorry, Marie, read it.
Chevy pissed off Johnny Carson, and Carson once said Chevy couldn't ad-lib a fart after a baked bean dinner. After Chevy dismissed chatter that he could be the next Carson by telling New York, I'd never be tied down for 5 years interviewing TV personalities. In fairness, he never was.
Because his show was... only on for a season, right?
Now, it gets a little bit better. The next person he pissed off, you might not know him, Lorne Michaels.
Never heard of him.
Lorne and Chevy were close friends until Chevy, without warning, decided to leave the show and end his contract and do a handful of primetime specials for NBC. Severing his relationship with Bernie Brillstein, the manager he shared with Lorne and William Morris, Chevy was a scumbag the way he left, one of the writers said. Deceitful, dishonest about the whole thing. When the staff writer Tom Davis asked why he was leaving, Chevy said money, lots of money.
Ooh.
I'm going to skip a couple, go to the next.
Is it just that, like, maybe he has that kind of dry, vicious type of humor?
Oh.
And nobody got it? Like,
hold on. We're going to keep going.
This was all in 1 year, by the way.
Yeah. Next. Okay, here we go. After SNL, he pissed off Jane Curtin, the one who's doing Weekend Update. When Chevy returned to host the show for the first time after his departure, he insisted on doing Weekend Update segments, which had been his trademark. According to some accounts, including Chevy's, this pissed off Jane. In Live from New York, Jane insisted that she didn't really care that Chevy was expecting a reaction that he wasn't getting from me. Now, to ask if it was humor, nobody got it. Next person he pissed off. If this person doesn't get it, then okay.
This is actually a legendary story.
Bill Murray.
Bill fucking Murray.
Oh,
according
boy.
To Chevy.
Keep calm and drive on.
John Belushi had spent a lot of his time poisoning the cast against him, in particular, Bill Murray, who was more or less his replacement on the show. Bill Murray apparently confronted Chevy about something, possibly the Weekend Update situation. The two traded barbs. Burt Murray told Chevy to go home and fuck his wife. Chase told Murray his face looked like something Neil Armstrong had landed on. And the confrontation turned physical.
Oh, boy.
Chase's account of the fight in Live from New York. Chase's account of the
fight. Who's Chase?
Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Chase's account of the fight.
Well, it said Chevy every other time up until now. I don't know.
Chase's account of the fight in Live from New York is hilarious, both for being self-serving and for his insistence that he, an upper-middle-class 14th generation New Yorker, had grown up on the edge of East Harlem and had been in a lot of fistfights. It wasn't if I was simply some guy who had never seen the other side of the tracks. Chase, who went to Dalton and Stockbridge School, and said I had. Then he pissed off Terry Sweeney, Robert Downey Jr., John Lovitz.
And the cast of the 1985 to 1986 season.
Yeah.
How? Chase was... What?
No, I'm just sorry. I'm just reading. We have to read all of these, do we?
I'm going to go through the ones that I think.
Ton.
I know. He's pissed off
all of Hollywood.
Good.
Chase was back to host again in 1985 and seemed to piss off literally everyone. He made fun of Robert Downey Jr.'s father. Didn't your father used to be a successful director? What happened to him? Boy, he sure died, you know. He sure went to hell.
Jesus Christ!
Okay, that's not even like fun ribbing.
Just being a dick?
Yeah, it's just being a dick.
And was relentlessly hateful to Terry Sweeney, suggesting that SNL's first openly gay cast member star in a sketch where they weighed him every week to see if he had AIDS.
Oh, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny, Chevy. I like it.
So then he ended
up... one thing if, like, you're friends and you, like, kind of make that comment to, like, one of your buddies. But if you're not friends with somebody and you say that, it just comes off like you're a complete asshole.
Right. He actually had to apologize for that, and he was pretty furious about it.
Now, I'm going to skip over a few. Do you want me to read how he pissed off Howard Stern?
Go for it.
Okay. In 1992, Chase was recorded talking shit about Stern. In between commercial breaks on Larry King's show, Stern got a hold of a tape and played it on air before calling Chase, who told Stern never to call again. A few years later, Stern and Richard Belzer.
Such a Stern move.
Yeah. A few years later, Stern and Richard Belzer called the furious Chase several times at 5 a.m. Fucking hilarious.
I love radio guys.
Old school Stern was fucking amazing.
Dude, that old school.
Oh, yeah.
Several times at 5 a.m.
Ridiculous. The two apparently made up, and Chase was invited to Stern's wedding, but apparently gave a wildly inappropriate toast. The only exaggerated Stern's dislike of him. Do you want to read Will Ferrell?
How do you piss Will Ferrell off?
Well, when he was here, Tim Meadows says in Live from New York, it was just watching a car accident over and over again, just watching him deal with people. According to Will Ferrell, Chase was a little snobbish and prone to screaming at people at the show's first meeting. He told a female writer, maybe you could give me a hand job later. Reportedly mortified, Lauren, I don't know if he was on something or what, Ferrell said. Maybe he took too many back pills that day or something.
That is, for Will, he's the, according to everybody else in Hollywood, he's like the nicest guy ever. For him to say that about you, you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't, like, Joel McHale, like, recently?
I'm
scrolling down to the community. By the way, this is, like, five different sections of his career where they're talking about individual people. I'm in the Dan, the community section.
Dan Harmon would be the creator community.
There it is, yeah.
Show creator Harmon himself, repeatedly a sensitive and vindictive prick, has been embroiled in a weirdly public feud with Chase almost since the start of the show, and it's not hard to see uncomfortable parallels between Chevy and his character Pierce, an old out-of-touch self,
aggrandized
bigot who alienates all of the people he works with. Their snipping turned into a full confrontation over the last week when Harmon, smarting from an onset spat over the late script, gave a very public fuck you to Chase at a party in front of his wife and daughter, and leaked a hilarious profane voicemail that Chevy had left. Oh, I think there's a link to the voicemail.
I think we played this when it happened, right?
Oh, I don't remember, do we?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we
either.
Might have.
The audio's bad, but whatever.
We don't have to play it. It's fine. We don't have to read anymore.
Basically, in the voicemail, he was like saying that the script wasn't funny and he wasn't funny and that he's better than the show and like the show used to be good and now it's just shit. So.
He's such a dick.
What an asshole.
He is being a dick.
How does he still get work?
Because he's Chevy Chase.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like it's like Axl Rose or Kanye West. When you have that many things attached to your name that says this person's a piece of shit, like why does anybody agree to work with them or have, you know, money thrown at them or do projects with them again, knowing what you're in for?
I honestly thought he was dead. Like,
well, if you saw him the other night, he looks like he's dying.
Oh, I didn't watch. I don't know. I thought he was not around.
Was I right? Did you see him? Like
he looks like Carlin right before he died, where his face was getting bloated. You know, you remember Carlin right before he died, how his face was getting bloated. We tell us the organs were failing. I think he doesn't have too much longer.
His voice sounded weird. Like, I don't know, man. He did not look good. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I think he'll go before Quaid does. How about that?
Randy Quaid?
Yeah. Who do you go first, Quaid or Chevy?
Ooh, shit. Here's the thing, though. Assholes live forever.
That is true.
God, that's right.
So he might just be on, like, the start of his downspout. Like, Quaid is... It's probably going to end in, like, a murder-suicide with him and his weird wife.
No.
So I'm gonna have to go with Quaid on this one. Not Quaid. Yeah, Quaid.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. He is getting fatter. Wow. Oh, he looks weird. I mean,
he's not Mr. Belding fat, but he's pretty fat.
His under chin is swelling like a frog.
It looks bad.
Hey, he did the Benedict Cumberbatch.
What?
He did?
Well, that's not
Chevy Chase. Is it?
Yeah, that's Chevy.
Is that him when he was younger?
It's a young Chevy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe 50 years
Cumberbatch.
Ago.
Cumberbatch. He was Cumberbatching before Cumberbatch was Cumberbatch.
Before he was born.
That kind of looks like John.
It does kind of. Okay, I posted something in the chat room. D actually said this over to me. It's 17 weird but endearing things that couples do to annoy each other.
Me and Marie do things all the time to annoy each other.
That's the reason why I brought it up.
Oh, I want to read all of them and then do all of them. For the rest of my life.
So, well, my chick decided to pass out because she works nights and she has to go to work at 1 in the morning. But
I'm sure you guys would
relate to a lot of these things.
Number one's not us.
Huh?
Not number one. She's short. I'm tall. Her things tend to move to the top shelf.
Bitch, totally
I
does
never
that.
Do that ever
always.
To her. You put things on the top shelf?
That to me.
I never purposely put the things she needs in the cupboard she can't reach.
Luckily, our house, like the cupboards house. Are shorter. The shelves are shorter than they were at the apartment. I swear the apartment shelves were like 50 feet tall.
I don't think that's even possible unless you lived in a mural or some sort
apparently this list was compiled on Reddit. It was a thread that popped up and said, what's your favorite thing to do to annoy your significant other? And they put they basically compiled the best responses from both forums.
Number two, my fiance hates my cold feet. When we get in bed at night, my favorite thing to do is creep up and touch him. Okay, Marie hates when I touch her with my cold feet.
I touch
do you. Do it on purpose?
I touch no, you with my cold feet sometimes, but you like it.
Okay, this I do number three.
Before you move on to that, though, like with it, especially with majority of any of my girlfriends, but especially with Kelsey, I don't know what it is with any girl that I date, but like they're made of like the material of the sun when they sleep, where it's just nothing.
Yes.
I sweat within a foot of them. So I'm just like, you got it. You can't.
I believe.
I just went through the sheets.
I believe Marie at nighttime is made out of uranium because the heat that comes off of her is ridiculous.
It really is. And it's just like, you got, and my girlfriend is the type that she's an alligator when she gets in bed where she turns the same way every time. And so at the end of the night, she's wrapped up with all the blankets.
She barrel rolls?
And she barrel rolls in the light. And so I'm sitting there like with no blankets. It happens every goddamn night. Wish she was awake so I could.
Why don't you bring extra blankets?
Stop stealing all the blankets.
Why don't you have like tectonic earth style plate blankets where you have blankets on top of blankets so when she barrel rolls she takes only the top layer and leaves your layer of blankets under.
Dutch just got a second pillow. You want him to do all that?
Yes.
I actually have 8 pillows now.
Good. Number 3 I do.
Wow, you went all out.
Number 3 I do. I try to put my finger in her nose.
Yes, I do that.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
I do that.
Or Marie yawns, I'll put my finger in her mouth.
That's gross.
I like to yell. This one says, "I like to yell, oh shit, fuck, babe, oh god." Then he gets all panicky, like, "What's wrong?"
He does that. He does that in the car.
I need kisses.
Don't hit me, bro. And I think someone's about to hit my car, and then he's laughing, and then I hit him.
Yeah, but this is different. Then they go, "I need kisses, stat."
What's wrong?
I'm gonna start doing that. Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, I need a kiss.
Do not do that.
Really bad.
I can. I have already panicked.
I need kissies.
Wait, Mitch, you do this in the car with...
Oh, yeah, we're driving. You know when you're driving and there's a, you know, a stop sign or something and someone stops at the intersection right there and you go through it, I will turn to the car and say, "Don't hit me, bro." And I'll yell it. And then, you know, they're obviously stopping at the stop sign. And then she gets all scared and freaked out and then she gets mad and hits me.
Pretty sure I like knuckle hit him that time. Like I tried to hurt him for once. Like it wasn't like a
hit.
It was a
you were actually frustrated and you wanted to just punch him. So funny.
So number 5, I don't do that exactly, but I'll tell you what I do instead. Number 5 says, "I cover up my teeth with my lips and then gnaw on him saying, it's what it would feel like if I was a turtle." Also, if I were a turtle. Now, I don't do turtle bites, but what I do love to do with Royce is when we're walking in public, I'll start walking really silly, like stupid, retarded walking. And then I said, "Would you still love me if I walk like this?" Or I'll be like, "Would you still love me if I only talk like this?"
I hate when she does that so much.
I do hate it.
Yeah, so much.
I don't do this. I don't do it like I don't say I'm a turtle, but I cover up my lips or my teeth with my lips. And then I kiss her like that. This is where I kiss you if I didn't have your teeth.
Oh, I like to engulf his nose with my mouth.
Oh my god! I totally did that to him the other day, and I'm like, it's a nose sauna. My nose is so cold.
Chelsea and I have this thing where we're like, we have this war going back and forth on who can blow into each other's mouth like CPR first, like if we kiss each other randomly. So.
Nice.
My husband comes behind me and starts groping my butt like, "Ooh, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't see you there. Oh, gosh, I'm so clumsy." Your husband sounds like a tool.
Yeah, he does sound like
that
a tool.
That would be great. If you did that in public, that would be great.
I guess.
I do weirder
things. Royce spanks my butt. Royce will put his hand down my pants in public.
Because I don't give a fuck. YOLO swag.
I can't hear you. You're off mic. You have to come to the mic if you want to do this. Stop trying to sleep then.
Oh,
let's not try to contribute to the thing. They come to
life. Oh, you are angry.
I'm not angry. I'm just yelling at her because she's being dumb.
Oh, I love doing number 7.
I'm not being dumb.
I love doing number 7 by mispronouncing common words on purpose.
I do that too.
We do that as a show.
Yeah.
What were you saying? You were doing one just the other day. Now I don't remember what it was.
I don't know.
On the examples, it's saying wallet, but rhyming it with ballet, or saying page,
wallet,
but rhyming it with Fage yogurt.
Yeah.
Why do you keep talking about avocados?
What is it with you and avocados?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously always mispronounce words on purpose.
Yeah, that's just the thing we do.
Or she'll say, like,
incorrect grammar thing.
Like Marie goes, "Oh, yeah, like I'm looking for a job." I'll be like, "Yob, it's a soft J."
Uh-huh. I like to go to Yimmy John's.
It's not Jimmy John's. You go to Yimmy John's. It's a soft J.
I'm so glad that we don't live in the same state.
You don't go to Yimmy John's?
I should call you
more. I love
doing
radio with you guys, but I could not live around you guys.
I should call him more. I'm going to call him more.
Yeah, every time we go to Yimmy John's, we should tell him.
Marie, I'm not taking your phone calls. Because now I know what it's going to be for.
She's going to find
a payphone. No, I'm going to alternate it between business purposes and annoying you.
Number eight, I anticipate where she's going to be and stand perfectly still until she turns around and I'm 5 inches from her face.
I don't do that, but if you're walking behind me, I'll stop so that you walk into me.
She'll do that.
Wait, you do that all the time, Ed?
Yeah, like whenever she's like, you know, she goes to the bathroom or something like that, I will stand literally my nose touching the door. I'm there.
Or I'll be brushing my teeth and I'll turn around. Or no matter where, he's always there. And I always have to yell at him. I'm like, motherfucker. And then I hit him because he scares me.
Most of these end in me getting hit.
I cannot tell you how many times I do number nine.
Number nine is I ask hypothetical questions about our cat. Today's question is, if Noodles was a U.S. poet, where would she draw her inspiration from?
That is the most ridiculous. That is great.
I love asking stupid hypothetical situation questions. I mean, I don't have a cat, but yes. Yes, I do that.
My wife holds a master degree.
My wife.
My wife holds a master.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Stop. My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Stop it! Shut up, Marie. I hate your voice.
All right, you can do it this
time. My wife.
My wife.
Fuck. My significant other holds a master's degree in English.
There you go.
When I use certain words, I ask her, "Do you know what that means?"
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, I wish.
I'm so doing that with you with like medical questions from here on out.
I'm going to do that with internet questions. With
She's trying to sleep.
I'm going to do website questions with you. I'm going to do website questions with you, Marie.
All right, fair enough, fair enough.
I carpet his whole bathroom in frozen decals overnight. We are gay men, have two bathrooms. He has to get up very early to use the other bathroom to get ready. I always hear loud, "What the fuck?" in the morning.
That's so elaborate.
I use gross terminology for sex and related terms. Last night I called her, I called semen testicular tartar sauce. She was not amused. I do that, obviously.
Suck.
I like that.
You want to suck on my prick?
Number 13, I tickle his feet in the morning since I have to be up and he doesn't. Cracks me up. He hates
it. That deserves a punch in the face.
I hate tickling more than anything in the world.
I hate tickling more than anything you could ever imagine, ever. Don't do it.
Don't.
I like tickling. Don't. I don't get like getting tickled.
I'll hold your wrist. I'm not. No.
I don't even find enjoyment.
Or are we tickling people? Hold on.
No.
She's trying to.
No, I'm serious.
You had to come really far over to tickle me.
No, it's not going
to
be good. It's not going to be good.
Stop.
No.
Stop it. Stop. I'm serious. I don't like it. Stop. Please do it. Stop.
I'm so going to tickle that. An adult.
I'm going to get. I need an adult.
You idiot.
Kelsey, I'm getting
mad.
You
just raised your arm when.
Stop.
Perfect opportunity.
I was trying to be funny, but now I'm getting mad. Stop.
Oh my God, number 14. I would be so upset if you did that. I would not know what to do. Why are you doing that? Number 14. Getting into bed with my socks on, then taking them off and pushing them over to his side.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna do that to you.
Why would you do that?
I'm gonna do that to you.
Don't do that. Why would you do that?
Marie is crazy OCD about certain things, and that would drive her nuts.
No.
Kelsey, earmuffs.
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 With one of my ex-girlfriends, I would intentionally leave socks on when we had sex just to see how long it would take till she noticed.
Oh, that's mean.
You're supposed to have earmuffs.
Oh.
When I watch reality shows like The Bachelor or Real Housewives and make him watch it with me. Oh, that's terrible.
Well, that's not a thing. That's just you watching TV.
You running over your boyfriend.
Oh, God, I'm going to do this one. I call him Hanny instead of handsome. Like, you look so Hanny today, babe.
Oh, okay.
17, whenever I'm my wife that. Is about to sit down, I put my hand... Whenever my significant other's about to sit down, I put my hand on her seat.
Royce does that.
I did it once back when we were in the early stages of dating to straight up the cop a feel. She mentioned it. She mentioned to me months later I had never that I had never tried it again. As soon as she said that, the habit started. She's been rolling her eyes on daily on the daily for 7 years.
7 years.
Sometimes you put your hand down, but then you put a thumb up. Just let them sit down on it.
Royce, if he's sitting on the couch and I start to sit next to him, he'll just put his foot out.
Yep.
So I'll sit on his foot.
Yep.
It's awful.
It's awesome.
It's awful.
Yep. Marie hates like when she gets in the covers, she makes like a little heat pocket for herself where she'll like, you know, encage her. Why is it echoing?
Why is it echoing?
Stop touching things, Dutch.
Dutch is doing things.
Don't do it.
She wouldn't like.
Don't do things.
Words dying.
You sound fine. Just don't worry about it. Talk in the fucking microphone, dick fag.
I can only hear you in my right headphones right now.
Okay, maybe you're having a stroke. Anyway, what was I seeing? I forgot what I was saying. Oh, Marie makes like a little heat bubble, so she'll like before when she gets in bed, she'll cover herself and then she'll like start breathing hot air in under the covers because she gets cold. And then when I get into the bed,
doesn't warm up fast enough, mm-hmm. so I breathe warm air into my little bubble, and then Royce will just barrel and all just, in.
When I get in, I just
the sheets
fling,
all
I fling the sheets up and down. And all
it's
the
like he's
in.
Airing it out, and I'm Woo! Like, fuck it, I worked hard on this bubble. Oh,
can I tell you what?
In Florida.
Listen, yeah, how cold does it get down there that you have to sit there and high, you know,
the AC. Well,
like hot
AC.
Air,
air conditioning.
Air conditioning. Air conditioning. Air conditioning.
Well, then turn it off.
No, he likes it cold. Anyway, and I can't. I get yelled at him.
Dutch,
beaten.
Let me add one for you. The dude that you saw me kissing Joe and his wife Joyce. This is what he does. This is what he does to her. He'll take a shit in the morning in the bathroom. Now the bathroom doesn't have one of the exhaust fans, so he'll take a shit, a really bad one. But then what he does is they have a little space heater in the bathroom, right? So he'll take a shit, take a shower, so it's also really moist. Turn the heater on, so now it's hot shit. And then he will condescendingly walk to her and go, "Good morning, babe. I left the heater on in the bathroom for you." And she's like, "Ah!" And every morning sometimes she has to use a guest bathroom. She goes, "It smells so bad," because she's cooking a fucking shit, basically.
That is the fucking hilarious, dude.
Hot, wet shit.
I love that.
It's so bad.
Space heater in the bathroom.
Oh, actually, it's great. It's brilliant. Oh shit!
I like to pet Dutch's face when he doesn't pay attention to me. Just to like when we're driving or watching movies, I just start petting his face.
It's like we're watching. I'm driving. Get off! No, she also does this other thing too. Like we'll be like in public, and she'll just put her hands down front of my pants and grab my penis, and it's just like
who doesn't
there are
like that?
Children here. Like we're at a restaurant.
They need to learn.
No, they don't.
They
he
need to
like,
learn.
Like, a little. Just a little grab. It's just a little.
We're in public.
Hey, I love you. Just a quick love.
You can't. You can't just do that in public. That's really awkward.
You're such a prude.
Well, I'm not gonna stop.
That's not being a prude, dude. There's children in the restaurant.
So
I'm not like on my knees.
I actually got mad. I was like, stop.
No,
why?
Don't
why?
Be a baby.
Why?
Yeah, what are you being a baby for?
Don't be a fucking bitch made bitch.
She's trying to love you.
You're hurt.
I don't.
And a
wankster. I'm not on my knees.
Yeah, she's not on her knees.
Like, I'm grazing your penis.
I do dick grazes all the time. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Grazing on the outside with the back of your hand
right.
or your knee or putting your ass right. against it is one thing. She literally will, with her left hand, pull open the front of my pants okay. and then shove her right hand down and grab my penis in public.
Maybe she left something in there.
I'm looking for my change.
Yeah. Think about that, you dick.
Did we read the last one?
Yeah, that was all of them.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
I do something mean to Mitch. I don't
what do you
think
do?
Even realize I do it. So you know how I'm really mean without coffee in the morning?
Yes.
So I wake him up a half hour after I wake up. And if I'm feeling mean or don't get enough coffee, I forget to warn him when I'm going to turn on the light. And then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
You're being a vindictive bitch because he's sleeping.
He just turns on the lights. That's so annoying. No, well, it's Marie and Royce will tell you, like, I need coffee.
She's fucking
like,
she-devil.
One cup of coffee. I need
She's
one sip of coffee.
Fucking cracking in the morning without coffee. It's terrible.
Oh, that's right. The last terrible. And you were just a hellraiser.
And I'm not even saying it like, oh, you better give her cut. No. It's not a joke. It's not wacky funny. She's a cunt.
It's like you don't like her. Yeah. Like a friendship's no. over. That kind
and
of
then
thing.
When she has cut, perfectly fine. No issues. No, but she's fucking evil. Like she was looking through me. She looked like Private Pyle, like with the fucking in the bathroom scene with a gun, like just crazy eyed.
I didn't notice her being grumpy.
Shut up, Mitch. Back me up.
Every morning.
Evil.
Terrible.
Aww.
I wouldn't know by the time she wakes me up. She already has her coffee, so she's all happy and bubbly and shit by then.
Right. But. Usually I will cover up his face for him with a blanket, but every once in a while I forget and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, wait, so you intentionally wake up before him, even though you both have to be at work at the same time, knowing that you're going to be a cunt on wheels unless you have coffee before you see him in the morning?
Well, there's that, and then it's also she's a girl, so she has to actually get ready. I just wake up, put clothes on, and I can walk out the door.
Right.
Time to see showers. That's exciting. Well,
it depends. Some days I shower, but... But no, and then I also play a game with her in the morning as I see how far I can bury myself in the bed and how hard I can hold onto the covers so that she has to... pry them off of me to get me out of bed in the morning.
You're but sometimes jerk. He's holding them so perfectly that I think his head's there anyways, but it ends up just being his hands.
What dude, it's like an elementary school kid and their mom. Like what the fuck? Yeah,
I covers over my head or whatever, and I just keep pulling him up and up and I'm just
And then I kind of like slowly peel them off of him, and if I'm being real nice, I'll make sure there's still a layer of sheets over so it's not completely right yet, and then I smother him with kisses, and it's so cute.
If you were really nice, you'd let him fucking see you take pictures of those new chicks in your garage.
Oh, I was editing some of those first hour of the show.
Editing, yeah, that's great. You weren't here last week, Dutch. Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry, I wasn't here. I was apparently doing other stuff with my family. I apologize, but
girls. Sherry takes pictures of chicks in her garage or the thing, and
boudoir.
Mitch
photos.
Isn't allowed in there.
I'm allowed in there. I just wasn't in there.
What's wrong with you, man? Get in there.
What's wrong with your hair tonight?
It's probably... It just kind of does that.
It just kind of does that.
Wear headphones all day.
It looks like an upside down picket fence.
Oh, you mean in the front?
Yeah.
No, in the back too. The back was just... I'm sorry.
That's what my hair does.
You look like alfalfa for a second there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, so hold on. New chicks? What's going on?
Yeah, taking these Sherry. Sexy pics in the fucking...
You're taking nude pictures of girls?
Do you not?
I wish I could.
Why? What's stopping you?
I've never really had an opportunity.
Can I'm right here.
I'll take a new picture. Hold on. Get nude. Show. Well, no. Hold on. We're on camera.
Hold on. Good. There you
in
go.
The chat.
You're not on camera.
Now you're not. I mean, I could see you, but the audience can't, so go ahead.
I can't see you. We're not on camera.
I can see you. I can see you.
Nobody can see you.
No one can see you.
I can see you, but the audience cannot. Right now, you're just seeing Sherry.
How about I show some previously taken pictures?
There you go. Do that. Bring them over.
Hey. All right, here we go. Hold on. I'll text you. Can I text them?
Reply all. He sends it to everybody more like radio.
Well, I can't wait to meet all of you.
Which
in
one
April.
Do you want? The black and white one?
Whoa, African American and white one.
That's bad.
What's there's one? A picture of my handprint on her ass.
Nice. That's a good one.
To Royce.
Oh, you saw the one with Marie's bruise on her butt already when she got.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Because she was asking for it like a crazy person.
You know what? I was doing a delivery the other night, and one of my doctors asked me, he's like, what is wrong with your arm? And it's nothing. And I like look down, and I have the biggest fucking bruise from Dutch all over my arms. And like I said, I ran into walls. And he just.
Oh, no!
I know.
No, like, that makes it worse! That makes
it worse! I know! Yeah, I didn't know what
you'd be better off just saying, yeah, we have rough sex. Like, why would
or
you?
Or I gave blood.
Because I was delivering a baby. Like, there's a whole family. Like, why did he have to ask me right then? So instead, the head popped out, and I said, happy birthday, and it got off of me and onto the baby. So,
What delivery doctor in the middle of a kid crowning goes, what happened to your arm?
It was, you had my whole arm was bruised.
I know.
And I was holding her leg, and it was in
his face.
How
hard did you hit her butt, Dutch?
Are you looking at the picture?
Or does she or does she bruise easily?
Wait, show me. Dude, I don't know. I describe her as a peach. Dude, she bruises so easily. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I sent Marie a picture of one of my nipples the other day.
And then Marie sent a picture.
Only one? Just one.
Yeah,
can
these
by the way, for the listening audience, can I just say that I any girl that I bring around this radio show, I hate the fact that Marie and Sherry and Dee, they have to get like their tentacles.
I sent it to you, Sherry. Look in the chat. In the Who Dat chat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Marie,
you asked that. You asked specifically last week if Dutch's girlfriend was into chicks, and you said yes, and then you made a really funny, giggly, evil laugh. If I remember correctly,
what does that have to do with anything?
Where was I?
You weren't.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just curious.
No, you're
evil.
What's the name of the guy? I'm trying to think of the guy who was the one who was part of the
Adolf Hitler.
You're David Koresh of More Like Radio.
I don't know.
David Koresh.
I don't know who that is.
That's very
you're
good.
You're a cult leader. Yeah, where you just kind of convince these poor, unsuspecting women to just kind of join your group
of
weirdness. Not poor.
I don't have a cult. You don't have to join anything.
Right. They never start
out
as a
cult. You just can't say no. It's like Always Sunny.
No one says, hey, I'm starting
a cult.
It's the
implication.
It's like, hey, we're a Facebook page. And then it develops into this thing where it's Marie's army.
I don't know
against
what.
Obama.
She needs to come up with a dentist system, but for Marie, what did all the letters stand for? What's M? Maintain a friendship.
We're going to have way too much.
Make
new friends. Okay, A.
If the old one is silver and the other is gold.
Ask if my friends' girlfriends are into girls.
Okay, R.
Friends
is Marie like the BMG music? You send her a penny and she gives you 12 girls to hang out with?
R.
Is this like a subscription service?
That's exactly what it
is. Reach out to them.
I.
Interact sexually.
E.
Ejaculate.
That's pretty good. way more direct. It's not much, it's not a lot of planning. You're just kind of doing things.
No, I planned. Remember the whole like making friends and asking if those friends' girlfriends are into girls? Remember that whole part of
it?
Yeah,
I remember.
The mob part?
It's just...
What?
I don't know. All I know is that we have a live event coming up in April.
Yep.
We got the tickets earlier. We're both coming down, so if you want to get a load of my pretty face and her prettier face.
Oh, I'll put a load on your face, Dutch.
I know you will, because I saw the picture earlier. You'll take one from what it looks like.
Whatever.
You passionate man, you.
Mm-hmm. Close the eyes. I'm going to kiss you on the lips
when
I see
you
guys. Get ready.
Do you want to kiss him?
You can block it if you want. It's happening.
No, I already promised Marshall's going to kiss him.
Well, then we're all. There's going to be a lot of guy kissing. There's going to be a lot of guy kissing going on.
So, More Like Radio... live event. Let's get out of here. Can we plug that real quick?
Yeah. More Like Radio MLR3 is Marie has the info and go.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because
you should know this stuff.
No, I know.
And Marie, go.
I'm going to make Roy struggle. Go ahead.
And Marie, go.
MLR Live 3, Saturday, April 25th, 2015 in Lakeland, Florida. It'll be a Preservation Hall. All the information is on the Facebook site. Just search for MLR Live and the number 3. It should pop up. Moxie killed the radio star. It's April 25th, 2015, Lakeland. Just RSVP on the site so we know how many people are going. And it's going to be for donations, so we're probably just going to be taking stuff at the door. I'm not thinking I'm going to do tickets. Only reason why I'm not going to do tickets is I'd rather give 100% to the donation instead of give like a 10% to brown paper tickets.
Right.
And I'm not asking for much. I mean, you know, we'll figure out a number wise, but it's going to be for charity and all that
it's
stuff.
It's going to be fun. Just come out, you cheap fucks.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Make it simple, stupid.
Yeah. So,
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I let Sherry do mean things to me.
Sherry! Why are you better?
Because I hit Mitch.
Marie?
I'm better because Sherry and I are frosting buddies.
We totally are.
Frosting twins.
Frosting twins. Sorry.
I love that they have that secret, that fucking little secret girl group that we totally, me and Mitch see anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I see it too. And it's like, so they're doing the whole no boys allowed, but boys allowed sort of.
What do you mean? You've been on my phone?
No, I'm still part of the group because Kelly was in the same group at the same time. But Marie, why are you better? Or you already said that. I'm sorry. Royce.
Oh, I'm better than you because I am the straightest guy that will open mouth kiss another gentleman.
And I am better than you because I probably will outmatch that kiss on Mersh when I get back to the live event in April.
Sexy.
Coming up here soon.
Yep.
All right, guys. Listen to more like, well, obviously, the Hippo Juice show is tomorrow live. Mañana. You're going to see a lot of the same cast characters and all that kind of good happy horse shit.
Yep.
MoreLikeRadio.com. What was that?
That's it. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to go. We gave them extra minutes today, so they should be thanking us.
There's only five.
Extra. It's five still extra.
Five extra minutos. Elsa needs to go to bed.
Yeah.
I need to go to bed.
I've never had so many people like want to not hang out and do a show more quickly than just now.
What did you just say?
This is just weird.
You're missing like words in what you just said.
Did it cut out?
Yeah, no. You're just not saying.
I've never had people who didn't want to do a show more than you guys do on right now. Like, this is weird. Like, how do you want to rob the fans as much as you guys do?
No,
this isn't fair.
It's midnight and people work.
Jesus Christ. I think we should stay on just because we haven't given a bonus content. We should do a boner show.
No, not for Dutch and Royce. Maybe Hippo Juice. You can go fuck off. I'm tired. I'm tired? Yeah, you want to know why I'm tired? Because I gave.
Dude, I could do another 2 hours. I think the fans deserve this.
These are 2 hours.
You
behind.
Are a part of the show. You can go to bed right now if you need to.
No, I need you before I go to work.
Okay, oh, well, snap.
Well, okay, I got to go fuck you guys. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.
Go give her the dick. Now be all right. Let's not make it harder than it has to be. Oh.